When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
One summer day in 1975 in North Carolina, a young boy holds a basketball tightly against his chest. By his side stands his idol, his older brother. Both of them are exceptional athletes, but one reality persists. The younger one has never managed to defeat his older brother on the basketball court. Larry, the elder one, looks at him with a teasing smile. He knows his brother is determined to beat him. However, he has no intention of making it easy for him, not to annoy him, but to push him to excel. Their small basketball court stretches out before them. The ball leaves the hands of the younger one, bouncing quickly on the ground. But Larry catches it in midair, his skilled fingers dancing on the ball. He starts dribbling with natural ease. However, Michael hasn't said his last word. He is convinced that by triumphing over his brother, he can triumph over any opponent. He focuses on his sole goal, victory. He strives to regain possession of the ball, but Larry plays skillfully. Michael can't dodge his feints. Nevertheless, Michael moves with surprising agility. The teasing remarks from his older brother fail to shake his concentration. The game intensifies, the pace quickens. Larry takes off and propels the ball in a perfect trajectory towards the basket. But Michael leaps so high that he manages to retrieve the ball. He evades his brother and sends the ball towards his target. A brief silence is broken by a familiar yet immensely satisfying sound for Michael, the crisp noise of the net trembling. Woo! Michael shouts with joy, and in a playful moment, he taunts his brother. Wouldn't it be the moment to end the match to avoid a humiliating defeat? Michael takes back the ball and starts dribbling towards the basket again. Larry watches his brother with a mixture of affection and admiration. Deep down, he knows that Michael is destined to conquer the world of sports. Michael Jordan! Hello, I'm Fabrice. Welcome to Fabulous Destinies. In this episode, I will talk to you about a sports legend, a true icon. He is one of the most popular and beloved basketball players of all time. His name, Michael Jordan. From his childhood to international fame, discover his fabulous destiny. On February 17, 1963, in Brooklyn, New York, Michael Jeffrey Jordan was born. He is the son of Dolores and James Jordan. Michael spent his childhood in Wilmington, North Carolina. He grew up in a loving family, surrounded by his two brothers and sisters. From a very young age, his sports talents began to shine. He tried American football, basketball, and baseball. His basketball games against his brother forged his competitive spirit. In love with this discipline, he joined the basketball team at his high school. Despite his height of 6 feet, he didn't make a strong impression. Michael was considered too short. But he was tenacious, willing to do anything to become the best. So he spent long hours training and improving. Alongside, nature took its course, and Michael eventually reached 6 feet 6 inches and gained muscle.
The reason I like Michael so much is he works so hard in practice every single day. He plays so hard in every game, every time he steps on the floor.
Thanks to his determination and physical transformation, his coach began to notice him. He accumulated individual achievements and led his team to victory multiple times. He impressed everyone with his exceptional athletic abilities and spectacular dunks.
Rutgers, the onus on their back. Here's a steal by Michael Jordan.
The young man from Wilmington has turned it off.
He then became the darling of major American universities, with recruiters vying for him. But Michael preferred to stay with his loved ones and remained in North Carolina. At the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, under the guidance of Coach Dean Smith, he flourished as a North Carolina Tar Heel.
Showtime in the Dome, and let's go to Frank Fallon now to meet the starting lineups.
The Georgetown Hoyas and the North Carolina Tar Heels.
In 1982, during the NCAA tournaments, the American College Basketball Division, the North Carolina Tar Heels emerged as Titans. It was during the final against Georgetown that Michael, at the age of 19, etched his name in history.
The time, 18. Shot, Jordan, Michael Jordan, 14 seconds.
With 17 seconds left in the game, he rose and made the winning shot. His team became NCAA champions for the first time since 1957. A magical moment in front of over 80 million Americans, shipping a national hero.
The Chicago Bulls pick Michael Jordan of the University of North Carolina. The next pick.
In 1984, Jordan left college. Known for his hard work and determination, he was noticed by the Chicago Bulls, and the legend of the number 23 was born. Under the guidance of Coach Phil Jackson, Michael lifted the Bulls to stratospheric heights. These successes wrote a dazzling chapter in basketball history, and Michael became one of the greatest players of all time. By achieving a three-peat, three consecutive NBA championships, Michael was catapulted to the top. However, the year 1993 marked a pause in this illustrious career. On July 23rd, his father was found murdered following a carjacking. In the same year, he decided to retire and turn to baseball. But his passion would eventually call him back. In 1995, Michael returned to the basketball court and once again donned his Bulls jersey. Michael was unbeatable. He was ready to do whatever it took to win. And he confirmed this to the world during the 1997 NBA Finals between the Chicago Bulls and the Utah Jazz. Before we continue with this episode, a quick break to give the floor to our partner, without whom this podcast could not exist. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Michael Jordan abruptly awakens in his hotel room, overcome by nausea. His body feels heavy, almost paralyzed. He reaches for his phone and dials the team doctor's number. His voice is weak as he explains his symptoms. The doctor is firm. Michael is suffering from food poisoning. He needs to rest and forget about today's game. But just 3 hours before the game starts, the champion refuses to give up. He knows that this game is crucial, that his team needs him. Despite the concern of his teammates, he puts on his jersey. His coach and teammates try to reason with him, but he persists. he will play tonight.
As we get set for game five between the Chicago Bulls.
The stadium is electric when the game begins. Fans eagerly await Jordan's exploits. But from the first few minutes, it's clear that something is wrong. His movement seems slower, less fluid. Despite his determination, the effects of illness begin to show in the third quarter. Fatigue overwhelms him. Nausea threatens to pull him off the court. Every step, every dribble is a struggle. But Michael doesn't let his body defeat him. He outdoes himself and scores crucial baskets. Finally, the long-awaited moment arrives. The countdown timer reaches its final moments, and the Bulls emerge victorious with a score of 90-88.
And the Chicago Bulls have defeated the Utah Jazz to take a 3-2 lead. They win it 90-88. A courageous, classic performance by the...
As the tumult of the game subsides, Jordan walks towards his teammate, Scottie Pippen. With trembling legs and shortness of breath, he literally collapses into Pippen's arms. After the game, images of Jordan leaning on his teammate to leave the court circulate around the world. They become iconic symbols of his tenacity and will to win. Thanks to this victory, the Bulls achieve the three-peat once again. They defeated the Seattle Supersonics the previous year and the Utah Jazz the following year. In 1998, at the age of 29, Michael Jordan announces his final exit from the arena. After 14 seasons marked by success and accolades, he chooses to retire at the peak of his reign.
I am here to announce my retirement from the game of basketball. It won't be another announcement to baseball or anything to that nature. I want to say thank you.
Off the court, Michael also became a cultural phenomenon. He signed contracts with brands like Nike to create the famous Air Jordan shoe line. As a successful businessman, his investments in various fields, including restaurants and sports, catapulted him into one of the richest athletes in history. Thank you for listening to this episode of Fabulous Destinies. Feel free to share with us stories that you would like to hear on your favorite listening platform or via BabaBam's Instagram or Twitter page. We'll be happy to discover them.